Welcome to another episode and a very unique episode of At the Table with Patrick Lencioni, where everything we talk about is related to changing the world of work so that more organizations can be more effective and less dysfunctional, and employees can be more fulfilled and less miserable. I'm your host, Pat Lencioni. I'm joined, as always, by Cody Thompson, my co-host. How you doing, Cody?
Swell.
Swell?
Yeah.
I love it. Tracy, how are you? Tracy Noble?
I'm slightly uncomfortable, Pat.
That's good. Okay. And Matt, our engineer is here. Are you comfortable? Matt's comfortable. So the title is At the Table Freestyle. That's right, Cody?
Well, yeah, because you said, let's just do one live right now. No topic.
Yeah.
This is why I'm uncomfortable.
That's right. Usually Tracy's like, come on, you guys, we got to plan this out a little bit better. But we're getting ready to spread out for vacation. And we're still going to be working, but we're going to be on doing vacation and traveling stuff too. And we want to do another podcast to put in the can. And I said, let's do one without any planning. We don't even have a topic. And I know we're going to come up with something good. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to actually let people into the sausage making here and see how we come up with a topic.
I love it. I mean, I actually think that's interesting because it's not that different. This won't be that different than what we do 20 minutes before our other podcast. We're just doing it on mic.
Because what we're doing is we're tapping in, and you know, this goes to the working genius. Mm. I'm an ID. Mm-hmm. So I'll throw out an idea. You guys have D, all of us here, and you'll go, no, that doesn't make sense. Sometimes they're terrible. And then you go, what about this? And then I'll come up with one, and you guys will get feedback, and then you'll come up with an idea. And that's how we settle on these things.
Let's do it.
And so what we try to do is always come up with something that's going to be relevant to people. We want it to be about work, but we want it all to be something that's very actionable and something that might have application outside of work too.
Mm-hmm. And very often it's something that we have observed recently, or like we'll get back from a client or an event or have had a conversation and we'll be like, is there something in that experience that we might want to tease out and talk about?
Exactly. And you know something, I think what I'm going to suggest, but we're going to play with this. And by the way, if people think this is really courageous, like we're working without a net here, we are. But this may never make it to the air.
That's true.
But I'm determined that it will. But you know, I think one of the things that's really interesting is this concept of, I had a conference that I was leading, a church conference, and Cody, you and Jackie came with. So it was three of us there, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And I used to go do things like that by myself. Mm-hmm. And I remember because we were in Traverse City, Michigan. It was a miserable travel experience. I'm sure Traverse City is a wonderful place. For people who don't know, it's the world capital of cherries.
Cherries.
But not the kind of cherries you eat, the one you put in pie.
Correct.
So that's different, they told me. They're a little tart. And I was by myself, had a bad travel experience. I remember it was a smoking room. I didn't mm-hmm. like that. And I remember I actually picked up an ashtray and hucked it across the room. And I said, I'm never traveling by myself again because it was so lonely.
The Traverse City incident.
And yes, exactly. And so we decided, hey, whenever we travel for work of any kind, mm-hmm. we're going to go with somebody else. Mm-hmm. And so the three of us went to this conference, right? The fact that we were all together, we learned so much more. We enjoyed it so much more. We came back to the office and we learned more. It changes everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And even especially the relaying it back to the office.
Right.
It's almost, I love where you're going here because I think this is, there's a lot here, which is when you're on your own out there and you come back and you try to explain all the nuances, there's something about a shared experience mm-hmm. that at right. least you know the other person, even retelling it, you can't capture the essence of something. You can retell, hey, here's what it was like and here's what happened. But knowing that somebody had the essence of it, like got to experience it with you, totally changes everything.
I know when I get home from a trip and Laura says, hey, how was it? I'm almost overwhelmed. Like, I don't even know how to tell you. Mm-hmm. But when there's people that were there with you, we have this thing and we can all put the story together. The other thing is, it's just a bit together. That was good. The other thing about this is that just being there is more energizing.
Sure.
And you learn more. And so what's the lesson here? It's so easy to justify, oh, it would cost more for two people to go. Mm-hmm. Or that would be a waste of somebody else's time. When two people go, we get five times the benefit out of something.
Yeah,
we learn more. You know, we used to do, when we first started as just a consulting firm, you'd go to a client and I would go by myself maybe and work with a client. I wouldn't do a very good job. But when mm-hmm. we started bringing a second, mm-hmm. the person that was the second would sit there and observe things that I couldn't see. And they would chime in, add value, talk to me during a break. I know it was exponentially better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we talk about that now in terms of the clients when we talk about transformation, our consulting practice. The ones that get the best from us are when two of our consultants go together for that very reason. Because one just, you have two perspectives, you have a joint, you can bounce ideas off of each other. The shared experience sort of refines it and helps you understand, like, what are they really struggling with and how do we serve them? And sometimes when you're up there delivering, you're not observing as well. And so the idea that there's two there, I think the clients that we serve best was when we have two
consultants. This is how we learn. This is like our research and development. We go out with you, Pat, and you're teaching a concept. It's not landing right, or we're constantly learning. So we treat this as R&D.
And if we're 4 hours on a plane together,
exactly,
we're talking about stuff. Most of the breakthroughs happen in between things.
Yes. Yeah.
When we're like, what was that like? What was that guy thinking? Why do people do that? So many of our books have come about through debriefing an experience we had, and an aha hits us.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think also about my writing. I mean, Tracy is my writing partner, right? Mm-hmm. And she has been for years and years. Amy did it with me, one of the early books. Tracy, you've been really busy, so Karen's been helping us.
Yes.
But yesterday we had a meeting with Matt and Karen and Tracy about my book. Well, I've been laboring on this book, the Six Types of Working Genius, for the past 5 months. Mm-hmm. And I make a little progress at a time. Yesterday, because we all got together and started talking about it, I went home and in 90 minutes made more progress than I'd made in the last 2 months. And it
That's
was
awesome.
Purely because I wasn't sitting there by myself. I had talked to you guys about it. You guys had more insights than I could have had. And so progress happens when mm-hmm. people slow down and work together. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And yet it's so easy to justify. You know what my dad told me when I first started the company? God bless my dad. I mean, God rest his soul. But he had one job for 40 years and was very conservative with money because we were relatively poor. And I said, Dad, I'm leaving my job. Mm-hmm. And he goes, but you had benefits and you had a title and you had stability. And I said, I know, but Dad, I really want to start this company. He goes, oh, okay. And I said, I'm bringing four people with me. And he goes, no, you have to go out by on your own mm-hmm. and prove that you can make it on your own before you have to pay anybody else's salary. And I remember I said to him, Dad, if I don't bring them with me, I'm going to fail because I can't do this by mm-hmm. myself. And it's just so tempting to want to go out on your own.
Sure.
And I think that you got to take that leap of faith with other people too.
Well, and it's like efficient versus effective.
Exactly.
That would have been much more efficient and out on your own. You're not having to get benefits. You're not having to pay four people's salaries.
Wouldn't need an office.
That's right. But would it have been effective?
No.
Probably not.
No. Mm-hmm. If I had to write my books by myself, never. Mm-hmm. You know, Tracy, I was telling somebody this morning before you got in. I was telling Karen in the kitchen. I said, I think if you look at the first draft of my books mm-hmm. and then look at the end, you would see about 70% of the structure stays the same. Mm-hmm. But the books go from 70% to 95% because of your editing. Mm. Because you look at it and go, this doesn't make sense, this doesn't make sense. And you go back and go, well, you didn't really change the flow that much, but the input you give me, aside from the fact that I have characters that don't make any sense, you're like, you have three characters with the same name. But it's all that other stuff that comes about, the collaborative part, makes it, my books would be mediocre at best. The fact that they're good is uh-huh. really because other people like you come along and add value that I couldn't do on my own.
It's that inventor discerner loop that's so much fun.
Right. And it's hard for me to discern my own inventions.
Exactly.
It really is hard to do that.
Yeah.
This topic makes sense in the context of we're a teamwork company. I use that in air quotes because we believe that like life is a team sport, you know, that we think that it isn't just an individual activity that we perform better. The difference between a golf team and a basketball team, you know, that
right.
mm-hmm. we, a golf team, we go out and shoot our own scores and add them up later. And versus a team that actually their success depends on their ability to work well together.
Yeah.
You know, and you can get way more done collaboratively than you can do on your own. And mm-hmm. I think that this kind of naturally slides into our ethos.
You know? You know, I think about this too. I was watching golf last weekend. And imagine if you had to play golf and you didn't have a caddy. Forget about not carrying the bags. Like you know, they'll invent a robot that'll carry your bags. I mean, you can do that. But imagine the first thing that a guy does or a gal when they win a tournament is they turn to their caddy and give him a big hug because it was a joint venture. Mm-hmm. Caddies don't get near enough attention. Mm-hmm. I really think when they win, it's like, well, that guy was coaching you the entire time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it would suck if you had to do that by yourself.
Well, and I love that analogy. To go back to what you said at the beginning is like us going to this event, think of every shot of a person golfing and having the caddy there. And you can go back and celebrate, like, that shot was amazing. Like, no, if you're on your own,
yes,
an appreciation for, like, can you believe the lie we had and the trajectory of the ball and where it landed? Like,
and remember when we were debating which club to use and you convinced me to use a 3-iron instead of a 4-iron?
And you get to celebrate and go, I can't believe that happened. Just like on our way back from the event, we got to say, like, oh, my favorite part was when you said this, or hey, it was really great when this, when, you know, this event happened.
Right. And like you came up, I was leading this conference and you came up next to the stage before I went on and said, you need to say this. Mm-hmm. It was one of the most important moments. And you go, Pat, you need to do this. Hey, I'll come up there with you if you want me to, and I'll make you say it. and that kind of stuff, that's actually the moment that I think about, not the thing I said on stage.
Right.
Sure.
And talking to the announcer after the tournament is not the best thing for the golfer. It's actually turning to their caddy and going, that was awesome.
It's probably the dinner after with the caddy where you're like, can you believe that? You know, like when you're just talking about everything that happened.
You know, when you think about in the Bible, Jesus sent them out in twos.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't go, well, we have 70 of you. So we can get to 70 towns.
Efficient thing is.
Yeah. Well, maybe 35 towns with 70 people would be better. You know what I mean? It's just one of those things. Do it in pairs. Do it in groups. It is not only more affirming, it's not just more fun, it is by far more effective. Mm-hmm. And that is the message for today's freestyle. You know, I love freestyle. I'm not a fan of rap, okay, but I do love some songs. I got here today, I mean, my kids love rap, and I'm like, what is this? You know, I'm like old man, like, this isn't music. Some of it's pretty cool, but the stuff I love is freestyle.
Yeah,
I can listen to a guy that,
it's
like
fun.
Yeah, and he's like, watch him do that. I'm like, that is talent. And so it's fun. And so when everybody says, he's going to freestyle this, I watch that. And so hopefully you've enjoyed our little freestyle episode of At the Table. Matt, how did we do? Is that okay? It's shorter, but you thought it was interesting.
Is he going to make it?
You think we're going to air this?
Oh, he gave it the nod.
Got a thumbs up.
No edits. Matt's not going to have any editing done. All right. We hope that's helpful. Do you think about the times in your life where you're tempted to do something by yourself? Even chores. Like my son is supposed to take out the garbage. And I go, Casey, I'll do it with you. And we're like laughing. We see a spider or a skunk and we're cracking up and scared out of our wits. But doing stuff with others makes something special. So we're going to encourage you to go out there and do things with others. That's what teamwork is about. So thanks for joining us on At the Table. We'll talk to you next time. God bless.